If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Kim Osorio.
I'm Maya Devine.
And I'm Cash Cobain.
Okay, this is a fun one. This is a New York room except for Jasmine.
Except for me, yeah.
Sure.
Odd man out. I live in D.C., yeah.
Yes.
Boo.
No, you didn't.
It's okay. But you're, what part, where are you from, Brooklyn?
Don't play with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm from the Bronx.
Okay, the Bronx on this side.
The Bronx on this side. What part of Bronx are you from?
I'm from 163rd.
163rd.
About Forest Projects.
Okay.
Where you from?
Well, I'm from all over the Bronx.
Okay.
Of a little bit of everything.
She
I was
the
on
Bronx.
165th and Grand Concourse okay. for the first 8 years. Then I was in Castle Hill. Then I was on Cedric Avenue. I'm really from all parts
yeah,
of the Bronx.
Everywhere,
yeah,
for sure.
And we're from Brooklyn over
East
here.
New York.
That's right. I'm from Flatbush.
Okay, period. We got Brooklyn over here on the phone. I don't like that she said, don't play with me, and then said, I'm from the Bronx, loud and
well,
proud.
We have to do that. We gotta have the boroughs.
For sure.
We've been going at each other for how many years?
But
I did move to Brooklyn when I thought I was moving on up.
Yeah,
I did. There you go.
And then after that, you moved to Jersey.
Then I was out. My first week in Brooklyn, they broke my car window and stole stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
I had to send the people out for you. No.
Gates Avenue.
That's right by me. Okay.
That's where they do.
Do you still live in New York at all? Or did
I live
you
in Jersey?
See, that's no. what I said.
That's where y'all go.
Y'all,
that's what you're supposed to
that's
do.
That's everybody leaves and moves to Jersey.
You get a little bit of money. Well,
you're supposed to get your money and go to Jersey.
Ange got money and she stayed in Brooklyn.
What?
Yep, I did. I'm going to tell you part of the reason. I love Jersey. My parents lived there. I did live in Jersey for a little while when I graduated college. But that toll and that traffic is a killer. And I got to be at work every day. So it's not like you could live in Jersey and then not go to the city, but it's every day. Yeah. And then I was doing morning radio, so I would have had to go to Jersey like after work and then come back out at night. It's too expensive.
I know
expensive.
A Brooklyn night isn't talking about traffic. I was there yesterday speaking at a school in Canarsie. It took me an hour
But you was deep in Brooklyn.
Deep, yes. Yeah, but it was the traffic was the traffic is crazy.
I prefer not to be deep in Brooklyn. I'm not gonna lie.
The Bronx is the trenches though. I feel like that's mad far.
The Bronx don't got the least traffic.
I hate going to
the
Bronx.
Yeah, me too. I actually had an ex-boyfriend. My ex-boyfriend was in the Bronx. He used to live on Gun Hill Road. And when I tell you we broke up, the first thing I said was, "Thank God I don't got a job to the Bronx no more."
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I promise you, aside from everything else, I was so happy that I didn't have to drive to the Bronx anymore.
Gun Hill Road, he was Jamaican.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't Jamaican. He wasn't, but that traffic, oh my God. And I went to college in Connecticut, so I used to always have to drive through the Bronx. Nightmare. But okay, we're all in different places now. Yeah. Are you going to stay in Jersey, or you think you're going
to? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I might go to Cali. I don't know.
Oh, what are y'all, twins?
All these people going to twins. We're happy.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's work out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right. Sure. There's work here too, though.
Yeah. It's paid work out there.
Oh, shit, it's free work here.
Money going trees in LA.
Is that so?
I've lived there 10 years. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Jasmine couldn't wait to get out of there.
Getting me out of here.
I hate it there. It don't be nothing to eat. I hate it.
I was there in the pandemic. It was the worst.
I was there for 10 years. It's the, you know what? People from LA are cool. It's the transplants. We fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's people enjoy it. There's no sense of urgency, though.
That's crazy. Everybody who's in LA that I know that I like, nobody from LA. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's very rare I meet somebody who's from LA. Yeah. You know?
Right.
Those are the cool.
Like, even the engineers, they'd be like, "Oh, I'm from Ohio. Mm-hmm. What the fuck you doing in California?"
But
like,
don't let us discourage y'all.
Yeah, sorry.
We're just talking.
Y'all fine.
But all right, well, let's get into it. So you guys, first of all, Maya Dadon and Cash Cobain, do y'all already know each other? I know you, Maya, before you got here.
No, actually, I had DM'd him and I was like, "Yo, what happened, honey? Like, we're going to get a story on." He was like, "Yeah, like, we're going to set it up." Crickets. It never happened. It never happened, but that's okay because we both got busy.
Sure.
It's okay. We were supposed to.
So you, he replied though.
Yeah. We was
okay,
like,
that's
it was
sign.
Like, you know what
that's
it was.
My heart, but we just
right.
Ain't get. To,
he was in
saying?
LA. I was in New York, and then I was going to LA, and then he was coming back to New York. It was like. Heart, we was missing each other because you know he's so famous.
Yeah, he is pretty
he's
famous.
He's so famous.
But honestly, both of you guys have a lot of accolades right now, so that's a positive thing. And as much as we're talking about Brooklyn versus the Bronx, it's nice to see New York, period.
Yeah,
on
that's
top.
Why I'm like, I'm not 12, we're not gonna argue which borough is better. It's like, oh my God, grow up. But like, I just love seeing people from New York, like, you know,
and plus, we know what it is
exactly.
See, I bet.
what's understood doesn't need to be
you know
said.
What I'm saying?
So that's what they always say.
Yeah.
And before you got here though, because you were running a little late, she was like, "I was gonna diss him in a song, but I'm gonna."
I said that. Please, they telling lies.
Paige is a shit starter and a troublemaker.
Chance again.
He know I would never.
But let's talk about the transitions because you guys have both started kind of in a different place and landed where you are right now. So Maya Dadon, you are very well known as an influencer, a beauty influencer on TikTok.
Yeah.
Right? Doing your own makeup too, which by the way is such a valuable skill that I need to one day learn.
Did you do your own makeup today?
I did.
Okay.
It's like,
you do a great job.
Okay.
It's your what?
It's my, like my regular, like, I was
it's
in a rush.
Not a regular beat.
A regular glam. Yeah.
But you save $600.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
$600. That's how much
probably you just exactly.
I spent like $1,200 on glam.
Yeah.
Per month?
No, like every time I get my makeup done.
What?
I thought I spent a lot.
$1,200?
Cash, let me ask you, have you ever paid for a woman to get her makeup done?
You don't pay, you don't trick on women?
Yeah, I don't know about trick, but
I feel like you're lying. I heard something about you.
Makeup.
Ooh, she heard about it. Okay.
You heard
about
me?
We're gonna talk?
How much did, in your head, if a woman came to you and was like, "Can you pay for my makeup?" How much would you think that costs?
I'm not expecting 1,200.
Like, I know.
Well, yeah, like 1,200. That's like
what
you
pulling
the celebrity
out for her.
Like, you know,
no, we do. We use.
It depends on the girl. For so the, like,
my girl can. She do the shit out of some makeup, and I'm also very particular, about who I want to do my makeup. So if you, she does a really good job. She wants this much. She could get it.
Okay.
It is what it is. I'm very particular. It's hard for me to find like a makeup artist that I want to use consistently.
So just your
and
face.
And I hate doing my own makeup.
Not your hair. Just your
oh,
face.
Oh, yeah. My hair is a whole different.
Yeah,
that's a whole different beast.
I did not know people was paying a stack for makeup. I did not know that.
I mean, I would because I'm psycho. I'm insane. I'll do shit like that because.
Okay. All right. So if a woman came to you and said, "Pay for my makeup," in your head, what would you just, or what would you sell her if she said, and you said, yeah.
I would ask her how much.
But let's just say, you know, she was like, "You know, just send me money for my makeup," and you just had to send it. What would you think it would be?
A regular bitch? I'm putting you on game.
I want to see what he thinks. That was,
oh, yeah, go ahead.
Let's see what he says.
I don't know. You that's 100 threw me off. So
yeah, you sound like 120.
120.
120.
120 is cheap.
It yeah, 120 yeah. cheap.
That's if you go somewhere like to Mac.
You
gotta,
and get you your Mac. No. Mac is like $70. I used to work at a Mac counter.
Okay,
Mac is like cheap. Sephora cheap. If she goes to a makeup artist, these bitches is out of they minds. Yeah. Recently, so like a little girl, she got look. Her 15K on Instagram, she probably charge you like 120.
Okay.
125. Mm-hmm. 150 max, you know what I'm saying? But even then, it's like...
Okay, that's somebody that's just, you know, kind of starting out more.
Yeah.
What about getting your hair cut? How much does it cost for you to get your hair cut?
Like $100.
Yeah. I remember when haircuts used to be $20.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy to me. That you pay $100 to get your hair cut? That's stupid.
Do they wash
look,
you too?
Cause look, I'm just like the last minute, like I'm late today, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
real.
I be real.
Focusing on myself, a lot of shit going on. I bring the barber to, like, I got the barber in the club now, like,
that's
in
real
the
shit.
Party, like, for real, like, so.
That's a fact. I pay more because I'm last minute. My lash check, oh, I know she hate me.
Right.
I be like, can you come to my house right now and come do my lash?
And you gotta pay for that. Like,
yeah, you just do.
And that's the person I am. Convenient. Like, I know I'm a bad client. Right. So, like, I might be late. Oh, I'm ready.
I'm gonna give you a good tip,
I'm last minute. I'm gonna pay for your client that you canceling and me, and I'm gonna tip you.
Oh, that's
and,
nice.
You know, that's what I do. You know,
you been have money, though.
Ben.
This is what it's feeling
she
like.
Ben.
It's giving. I've been have money.
Ben. I like nice things.
Okay.
And like, you know, you can't like nice things.
We see it. We see it.
Yeah.
We see that.
Sure.
When did you start getting money, Cash? Like, when? Because your name is Cash.
I just started getting money today. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Enough.
No. Like
that's a fact.
Yeah, I feel like today.
You're not lying.
No.
No, I'm he broke, is lying. Yeah. No, but seriously, like, just when did you realize that this is a viable business? Because
like
as a producer, a DJ, yeah, music, when was it like, I ain't got to worry about ever getting a job?
I don't know, like the first distro kid check, when they hit like 1,000,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, bet. that was like before, but that wasn't money, like, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
That was like the turning stone, like, damn, I could really sit back, make music, and just
you had a collect regular
every
job?
Month. Huh?
You had a regular job?
I don't know.
Never? Okay.
Really? Mm-hmm. What you mean, never? Why you acting like that? Like, that's
no,
so...
I'm just... It...
Really?
I never had a job.
So yeah. You was broke?
I'm still broke.
Shut up. He is not broke. That's so stupid. No, but I mean, when you think about like all of the accomplishments that you've had, I also think about when $1,000 was so much. Like, yeah. I wasn't getting booked for $1,000 when I first started. I remember getting $250 was amazing to me. Like, when I first started getting booked for things and they'd be like, we got $250. I'm like, yes, take it.
That's what it was like. Hell yeah.
And then you think about how then later on the price goes up a little more and then a little more.
I love when the price go up. Every time I do something, I'm like, change that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey.
But you know what else is a really hard part? Finding the right team.
Yeah.
You know what? I got lucky. I feel like I hit the lottery with my team.
Mm-hmm.
My team is so good. So like my manager, he was already like in the music industry and he just like believed in me. And he like, you know, he's like, I'm gonna help you. We're gonna do this, but you gotta take it serious. You gotta work hard. And I was like, okay, that's it. Like, all right.
I work hard already.
Say less. And like everybody else, it's just him like being the illest. I mean, it's just being an illest nigga. So he got like my Kirsten and like everybody just coming in and helping me because they believe in me.
That's
it's so nice. It's like, aw. It's like my own little family. Aw.
That works.
Yeah.
That's and what fine. About for you, Cash? Like, because you've had some really huge looks also.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know it takes some time to even get to that point.
Yeah.
So how was it getting your team right?
My team, like, started off with like my first manager, Glenn Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had New Will and then Duke Glenn Brown. He introduced me to a young lady named Makta. And I was like, I need them all three to manage me. Because, you know, it's a lot type shit. So I got three managers. And I ain't going to lie. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
See? Right? It's all, a lot of times it is about the team. Because there's a lot of stuff that you end up having to do for yourself that takes up so much time and is so stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate talking about money.
Yeah. I don't like talking business, period. When people come up to me like, oh, I do this. Buffer is my manager right here. I make him go everywhere with me. He be sick of me. He's like, I got work to do. Da-da-da. Like, I don't like when people talk to me about all types of stuff. I be like, I just want to show up and like, you know, do my thing.
Because also I might say yes too fast to somebody.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, damn, I should have had somebody else do
like,
with
I should have asked more about
me.
This.
Yeah, right?
Somebody my manager's, yo, you could have got more. Like, I just got off the phone with my manager. He was yelling at me, yo, you could have got more. Know your worth. I'm like, listen, man, I'm just taking it as it comes.
Exactly.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, now I want to ask you this. Let's start with you, Cash. When did you get to the point where you had to say, I got to make her sign an NDA?
Oh, man. I was in the moment. Like, I don't know. I was in the moment just thinking, like, I should have had people sign NDAs, but I never made nobody sign an NDA before. I ain't going to lie.
Not yet. Have you ever been nervous about anything? Like,
nah, see, because what we be doing, we be just having fun for real. We don't be really on, I don't know what be going on that people got to sign NDAs, but we just be having fun for real. Like, and it's broadcasting, so it's like,
okay,
I don't got to sign no NDAs.
They said it stands for no Diddy action.
Oh, man.
No, chill. I'm kidding.
And they is Angela.
Chill.
No, but I'm honestly like, because you say that in one of your songs, it feels like something you're thinking about.
That was bro. He said it.
Well, yeah, Fisher. But so that's not something that you are considering.
Nah.
Like, no? Okay.
Not yet. Something crazy got to happen. Like, they got to. Like,
you want to wait till something crazy happens and
somebody,
then do it.
Because it's like, we don't be doing nothing like really that crazy for somebody to sign an NDA. So.
Okay.
Do you think if you, whenever you get in a serious relationship, do you think you would have her sign an NDA? Like something serious where you might be with this girl for a while?
Why would I have her sign an NDA?
I don't know.
I like that attitude.
Yeah.
Why would I have? I like that.
What about a prenup?
I believe in love and all that, but I got a mother.
He's
you know
so
right?
Delicious.
I got a real I got a real mother. Mm-hmm. So
she's gonna make you.
My
make
mom
her.
Don't play it. My mom gotta approve of the young woman for real.
Okay,
I like that.
What do you think about that, Maya? When it comes to dating and stuff like that, are you ever nervous that like a guy is gonna do you send like sexy pictures? Are you nervous
no.
that he'll No? You lying. Why is she lying? Okay.
I'm not. Because I feel like my sexy picture is my face. I'm going to send you a selfie. You better get hard that way. Or, you know, that's your business. But I don't know. I be like so turned off. I think niggas be so corny.
Right. Like, what do you mean?
Niggas be so corny. I be like, yuck.
What's corny?
Like, yeah, what's corny?
Like, everything. I'm like very, like, I'm just very picky, very particular. I just feel like, do you see me? Do you see what I'm about?
But give
I'm
us like, an example of what's corny that somebody's doing.
Yeah, corny example. Like, a nigga could have a hole in his sock. Yuck. Never talking to you again.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. You getting out the car funny. Nope. Don't like it. Yeah.
Nope. Don't like it.
Don't like it.
That's excessive.
But she is young. You're 20.
I'm 22.
22. So that might evolve. She might.
Yeah. Nah. It's actually gotten worse as I've gotten older. Because now, like, you gotta understand, like, I'm young. Hot, sexy, lit right now. Like, I'm getting to it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not your average 22-year-old, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So, like, I've always been very, like, kind of sadity. Like, I'm not impressed by men. I've always gotten attention from boys. So, it takes a lot for me to be like, okay, like, I like that, you know what I'm saying? You can't flash no money and say big words and make me think, like, oh, yeah, like,
where you get this confidence from? I want to be this confident when I grow up.
She's from Brooklyn.
Girl, you see me? I don't know. Like, I've always been like that. And, like, I had the pleasure growing up and being told I was beautiful every day.
So, all right. So what does impress you then?
I like, you know what I like? I like men that I can learn from.
Okay.
I like a smart guy. So I don't like rappers. Mm.
You don't
I
like would rappers. Never get a rapper.
Nope. Are you trying to say rappers aren't smart?
No. I mean, I don't like rappers because I don't like niggas that like attention. I don't like niggas that, oh, you always want to be in a camera. Oh my God. Why you with
you think rap, like, just because a guy's a rapper means he always wants attention?
Yeah.
Yes and no. Like, they be like liars, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a liar. He want to be so too cool for school. Like, I know about you. I heard about you.
What I lie about?
I didn't say you was a liar. I said you want to be, you chill, you cool. I like that.
He's slizzy.
Cool. Yeah, slizzy. But, you know, nah.
Slizzy could equal a liar sometimes.
Yeah, liar for sure.
Slizzy equals
at
freedom.
Times.
You said what?
Slizzy equals freedom.
It's freedom. Yeah. Look at that. I don't like a nigga with freedom. Mm-hmm. Lock it down.
Yeah.
Lock it down. I like, you know, I need me a nice guy in tech.
So, all right, let's keep it real for a moment, Cash. Yeah. And I know this is going to be like ironic, but would you say that you are a liar?
Everybody lie.
Okay, so yes.
That's a fact.
No, I don't get the difference between a liar and somebody lying.
I agree. A liar, like, you're just lying for no reason.
Like,
no, everybody tells, like, a fib or whatever like that, you know? Yeah. Like, a liar is, like, crazy. Like, I don't trust you.
Right.
Like, boys be lying. It is what it is.
Girls be lying.
Boys lie. Women lie. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Numbers lie, too. Don't be fooled.
Yeah. And it's not, but that's not even what the conversation is about. It's just, like, it's not about the lies. You can lie all day. Good for you. I just think men be so corny. It makes me sick.
It sounds like something you done been through something.
No, never. I never been cheated on. All the boys that I've been with, they treated me like a queen.
So this is crazy to me because I would think that you wouldn't think that way because you've had good experiences.
No, because I've had good experiences, I know what a good person is. Like, I know what a good man is. Yeah. Like, you know, I learned from a very young age, like, the attributes of a man that I like and that I'm attracted to and the things that I deserve as a woman.
Right.
Who can provide for herself and, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't care about the smoke and mirrors that men be doing to, like, you know, oh, I'm gonna send you this for your makeup. I wouldn't be getting my makeup done if I couldn't pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like shit like that. That's
so
why
proud.
I
said,
can't
shit.
Do anything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, you, it's a nice gesture, but, like, things like that don't, like, that's not impressive to me. That doesn't make my.
So, you like smart men?
Yes.
I intellectual.
Like, smart men. Like, men that I can learn.
What if
from.
A guy gave you an old Chanel? That his
that's
ex left
what him. I like. Oh, that is, no. That's you funny.
We were talking about that in the car. We was listening to it.
Yeah. I don't. Not that one. But if he went on his way to go give me a little vintage Chanel,
okay, you will appreciate it. All right, now let me ask you. All right, so Cash.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get back to this old Chanel conversation in a second. But what do you look for in a woman then?
Damn. I just look for the truth. That's why I say girls lie too.
Mm-hmm. You've been lied to?
Everybody lies, so yeah.
Have you caught somebody in a lie?
Yeah, like, they just keep continuing with the lie. Like, I feel like a girl, you really got to catch them red-handed, and they still going to lie. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
Especially me. I'm not going to bring something up.
Unless you already know.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't like to look stupid. I don't like to be wrong. So, unless I'm exactly right, I'm not going to bring it up. For
like,
real.
What's a crazy lie you caught somebody in?
crazy lie I caught somebody in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is my thing, y'all. A girl, like, girls be saying the same shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every girl I talk to, they say they don't talk to nobody else. That's okay. A lie. That's a red flag. Every girl, it's not no girl that say, yo, I talk to somebody else. They say the same shit, yo. I'm just entertaining them. They not serious. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Girls be acting like they ain't have sex probably yesterday.
Right. You know I've been celibate.
Right. They talk about 3 months.
This is like personal. Who you talking about?
Say her name. Just, say all women say that.
It's just in general. It's like the same pattern to me.
Like, this is my first time. You know I don't usually.
Yeah. Like, that's the same pattern.
But you know what, sex? What if that's true? Like, what if a girl is like,
yeah,
saying that and it's true? You wouldn't believe her?
It's hard to believe them because it's like every girl say it. So now it just made it hard for you.
So if a girl was like, if you met a girl and y'all was talking and she was like, I mean, I did have sex this morning, but
I could respect it wasn't that. That's a girl I could respect. And okay. Honor, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. You would still be interested in her?
Yeah.
More than just fucking her? Would you be like, want to take her on a date or something, or no?
If I like her, yeah. I would probably like her more. Like, this girl, is she going to keep it honest with me like right. this? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm going to do her right then and there because that's kind of, you know, right. nasty.
Looks like too stuff soon. Still dripping out.
Angela.
What if she took a bath in between? Wait. Is it nasty if she took a bath in between?
Or a wet wipe?
Like, how long does it take for the juices to, you know, the leave juices? Your body?
I don't know about
See,
that.
See, because what if it was one day, the day before, the morning before, a week right. before? Like, at what?
Or if you use a condom?
Somebody been like, in there before you. It's just a matter, like, at what
What's
point
a good period
is it
of time?
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
She got to give it, like, a week.
A week?
No, that's fine. I think that's fair. A week? Okay. Fair. Yeah.
Especially if I like you, I like to do
Well, it takes
things.
6 weeks yes. for the sperm. Hormone to leave your body. You know, yeah, like,
so
the oxytocin.
It's 6 weeks now.
Okay.
Yeah,
six
for
weeks.
Women.
That's a long time.
Damn. Yeah. Six for weeks. You to get it out
that's
of your
That's like after
home
you
home.
Have a baby, that's how long you wait. Yeah. But you've had sex with more than one woman in a day, right? That laugh was crazy.
Right. They can do it. Men
it's
can
a
difference do it.
Between a man and a woman.
Oh, here we go. He going to say it because
I got
a
it.
Woman can be
I know what
pregnant.
You are.
No,
one man,
you
a man
are.
Can have multiple
I
women.
I got
pregnant.
Pack. I got
it's what they will say, right?
It's certain things a man can do that a girl can't do. It's certain things a girl could do that men can't.
We can I know all what do you things, are. But okay, let's ask the women in the room then. If a guy told you he had sex with a woman earlier that day,
it would be a turn off for me.
It'd be a turn off.
It'd be a turn off, yeah.
But would you do it? Could you do it?
Would I still have sex with him?
Yeah.
No.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah. See, so it is.
Well, that's if a man is that's honest. An impossibility because a man would never tell you.
Right.
He's never going to admit that.
And I'm not telling him either.
Okay, that makes sense. Twin.
Where have you been?
So maybe honesty isn't the best thing to do.
It is the best thing to do.
I don't know. I believe if you're a liar, that's one thing. Yeah. But if you tell a lie to protect someone's feelings, that's different.
Okay.
Yeah. That is different, yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
All right, what if she said, I had sex with a guy this morning, but it was in my butt?
I gotta go.
She's ridiculous.
Look at you today.
That's the butt count.
Does that count?
She's a different hole. Deep. Different hole. Only I only did it in my mouth.
Oh my God.
You know what? I'm so glad you just said that. Jasmine and I were having a conversation.
Yes.
About how for some reason, it feels like sucking dick is worse than having sex with somebody.
Yeah.
And she was like, for the longest, she said, I would not do that because it just, guys make it seem like it's so bad if you do that.
Oh, suck my dick. Or she sucked my dick. I was like, whoa, it shit. Just,
yeah, it sounds worse than being like, oh, yeah, I hit it.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Yeah.
I think when I hit 45, I was like, I don't care.
Well, no, I clearly don't care.
No, she said when she was younger.
When I was younger, I felt the same way.
I didn't know everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought
it was like a special thing.
No, she said the only white girls did it.
I thought only white girls did it. Because they was the only ones that was talking about it.
Right.
And my guy friends was only talking about white girls sucking their dick.
Because white girls also would be like, I'm a virgin, but if they do that, they're still a virgin.
Or
that
I was do like anal, but I'm a virgin. Like,
yeah.
It was very taboo.
Yeah, it was taboo. And then also when you had men or boys, guys saying like, she sucked my dick. It's like, well, damn, okay.
Right.
Yeah, like, that made it.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
But
my girlfriends
weren't
telling me that they were sucking dick. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, Maya, you're 22. What are your thoughts on it now? Is it a different day and age? Does it sound... She was sitting here quiet as a church mouse.
I know.
I think I'm a little bit... I think I'm a lot of bit stingy with the cootie cat in the mouth. So like, I'm not having sex with nobody if I'm not your only partner.
Okay.
You know, you having sex with the other girls, go ahead, do it. We could totally have your fun, but you ain't sliding up in this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't do shit like that.
That's a good rule.
Yeah. I think a lot of women feel that way.
Yeah.
No. You said no? Mm-mm. You've had some experiences, it feels. Yeah.
You be doing,
where you be getting these girls from? Nah.
Yeah, tell the truth.
The Bronx. He said the Bronx. Let me shut up.
She said, like, the men could have sex with other girls. Like, do that. You could still. So nowadays, these girls don't even want you to have sex with no other girls. They want you to just, feel me, before y'all even have
because
sex.
Because don't tell me a story and be fucking the next bitch. Like, boy, go to hell. Mm-hmm. What you talking about? We just so in love, but you having sex with her because we not having sex? Fuck you.
So, and sometimes guys will get sex differently than we do.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Y'all can have sex with a woman and
you
not
know what
care.
The problem is? These boys is
look,
too,
if it's not
like,
a part of the agreement that we have, you shouldn't be mad.
So what's the agreement?
Yeah.
If sex is not in the agreement yet, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about having sex with her. Right.
I don't typically ask men if they're having sex with other women. I just assume they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know, I just assume.
Me too.
I've had sex with a man and he was having sex with another woman too. Like, I've known it.
Yeah,
right. And known it.
I
didn't know that was rare. Right. I thought, if we're not in a relationship.
Right.
I don't think I got enough.
I don't expect you just to.
Absolutely.
She's like,
there's nothing wrong with it. Either case, there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is hard to think about, though. Okay. Like, to think about a guy that you're with somebody else. Like, nobody wants to picture that.
Yeah.
I dated a guy once, and I remember one day I was at his house, and I saw a condom behind the bed.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Like, used?
Open?
It was used.
Oh, man.
Ew, he's dirty.
That's just nasty to see.
So, I don't know how it ended up, like, behind the bed. And so I was like, I felt so uncomfortable after that. And I never went over there again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that also said, at least he uses condoms.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
That's what she was...
Oh, I mean, because it's not your man. It wasn't your
He wasn't my man.
Yeah, it wasn't your man, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. But it did, like, once I realized he was having sex with other women, I don't know if I want to know that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. That's why I'm not asking.
That's
You know, because you're right. I would just assume that if we're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Right. But I remember one of my ex-boyfriends before we, you know, became like official, I was still talking to other guys and he asked me one day and I said, yeah. And he was like horrified.
Yeah. I've gone through that.
Yeah. And I was like, well, what did you think I was doing? You're not my man.
Right.
You know, like if you're not my man, why do you think you're the only, I don't think that women should only talk to one guy if you're not in a relationship.
I think people don't know how to date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get back to dating. You ever watch like the white people movies and shows? And they be like, they go on one date and not ask their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
Like, they like, white people know how to date. Like, black people, we don't know how to date. Like, it's like, black men ruin dating because they convince you that you're supposed to talk to them. You're supposed to talk to somebody for 6-7 months and he's supposed to get to know you. And that's how he gonna, like, how long it's going to take for him to know that he like you. Mm-hmm. And then maybe he's going to ask you to be his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then, but throughout the whole talking stage, you're supposed to be loyal to him. But you can do whatever you want. Yeah, boy, fuck you. You know you like me within, go to hell.
Right.
Because you know within 3 months if whether or not you like a person. Yes. A boy got 2 months to talk to me before he like, all right, I want you to be my girlfriend because I don't believe in being a friend.
Mm-hmm. I feel like guys know faster than that.
They do. Right.
You know what you say, Cash? When's the last time you had a girlfriend?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
See, but you know off rip if you like a girl or if you just
like how long? Yeah, how long would it take you?
But you could like a girl, and then you meet her, you don't like her no more.
But then, but that's fine because after, but you meet the girl and you don't like her, and then
I'm talking about after you've already hung out with her. Like
I already hung out.
Like, don't you kind of know pretty quickly? Like I do like her a lot. Like I could lock in
when the first hangout. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Like boys will convince you that y'all gotta have a talking stage for 6 months before that take the romance out. Like, I don't believe in being friends before we start dating. It's like, how, like, we supposed to get to know each other as we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh.
And, like, build and grow our relationship.
Really?
And that's how you nurture.
But, you know, you don't really know that person until you break up with them.
You don't know that person until you break up with them.
You don't know that white people date and shit.
Yeah, no, but you know what, though? I've never been cheated on and no man ever treated me bad or talked to me crazy because they know better. I make my rules very nice.
Girl, you are perfect.
Yeah, she got it.
Thank you. Because I don't play like that. I don't play like that. And all my two relationships I was in lasted a very long time because it was healthy.
Why did y'all break up?
Things happened. My first boyfriend, we was together like all throughout high school and into college, but it was like hard. We went to different schools and I wasn't going to your school so we could be together. Boy, please. Like, I wasn't doing that. It was just like a wrong timing kind of situation.
What about the second one?
Second one, same thing. Like, I'm busy, you busy. Like, we don't have time to dedicate to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like very amicable breakups.
Okay,
like,
so you can still talk to both of them.
Yeah, but I don't. Because I'm not toxic. I don't. If I see my ex-boyfriend, I wouldn't know a thing. I walk right past that man. I don't know nothing about what they got going on. Because I hope everybody who ever liked me or was ever in love with me moves on peacefully. Do not bother me. I'm not the ex you could double back on.
That's what I always say. I do want all my exes, like, I'm not a bitter person.
Yeah.
I do want them to, like, be. I told her this the other day. I said, I want them to, like, be happy and have good relationships.
Yeah, because
like
when
that.
You happy and you want a good relationship, that means you going to leave me alone.
Not the girls I know.
What? Oh, they don't want
you
that?
Where you finding these girls at?
He said the Bronx.
Yeah, I'll be everywhere, but they don't want me to be in a happy relationship. They'd rather see me be a hoe, for real.
Why? Because, well, how did y'all break up?
My thing is, it don't be breaking up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm toxic. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the opposite of her.
He said I'm toxic.
Like, we like the opposite, you know? You don't break up because you go this way, we go that way. We might stop talking for a little bit, but we're going to find our way back to each other.
Okay.
Multiple times. You know what I'm saying?
So you go ghost for a period of time, and then maybe you...
Not go ghost, but like we fall out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the block, change my number.
But what type of things do you fall out over? Is there a pattern?
It's the same shit. Me being who I am, like, you know.
Why you talking to bitches, Cash? I seen you with that girl. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You think you playing with me? You think you cute? You don't know what you're talking to me like that.
You know some of them, huh?
I know how that go.
I don't say come on, baby. I'm trying to tell you right now.
Why you tuning in?
And the girls know, like, feel me? I'm single. I'm doing what I gotta do, you heard? And,
what you gotta do?
All of them. I was just thinking.
All of them know that?
Huh?
You said the girls.
The girls, yeah, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
I know that's right, Poopy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's why you gonna show
if
me.
If you see, if you watch,
you got type.
They say I only like light skinned girls.
Who's that? Only like, you only like light skinned girls?
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Who's
that? The light skinned girls? Or the brown skinned girls say that? You only like
light people on girls? Social media. Like, I only see the him
Twitter,
talking to.
Twitter be saying, I hate Twitter. Yeah, they say I only like light skinned girls. I think I like every, like,
every shade. Of
woman, yeah.
Okay.
Have you, do you date brown girls?
I date brown girls.
Okay.
You better say it right now loud and proud.
Right.
Yeah, I like black women for real. I'm not gonna lie, I'm keeping it up.
Have you been with white women?
Nah, I don't do that.
So you never have?
Nah, I don't do that.
You lying? Okay.
Like, what's been with?
That's a yes.
What's been with?
Like, have you slept with a white girl? Yeah.
Like twice.
Okay.
See, that mean you the white girl.
No, no, I wouldn't date. Yeah, I wouldn't bring her home.
That's another thing. His mama not being no white woman.
Right.
White girl.
Yeah, my mama not.
She's not
doing exactly.
She not having that.
Mother, she ain't having that. Yeah. Having it. I'm not bringing them home. I'm not even getting a word.
So you just slept with them just because?
I ain't sleep with them. I don't like slap.
So what did you do?
I did what I did and I left.
He said been with.
What I said.
You did say it. Yeah. You pulled it.
You know, you got to try things out for real.
You got to try things out.
I ain't never looked at a white man and said, yeah, I want to take that ride.
One day you just might, you know, shit, fuck it.
Never.
Did you ever perform oral on a white woman?
Huh?
Did you ever eat her out? No?
You about to say watch your mouth?
Yes, he did.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You not see this black face in a white woman's.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, white woman.
He said sorry.
Sorry, white woman. And white women.
Oh, my God. He said sorry, Karen.
Sorry, white woman.
Now, what would you say if you were having sex with a guy and he said, I'm going to make you a mommy?
They said that's already.
She said.
Oh, my God. Yuck. Get away from me. That is a threat. I'm calling the police.
So what you like when niggas say to you?
I don't like when niggas talk to me. I like when they shut the fuck up. That's what I like. I don't like when niggas
quiet sex?
No, oh, wait. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about sex. I'm just
talking about sex. We're talking about sex.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about sex. I was like, he can't talk during sex.
Lord have mercy.
She likes that shit when they having sex.
She's having flashbacks.
She's having flashbacks. Not wrong with that.
What you like?
I don't. Oh,
turn around.
Spill it.
Oh my God! Yeah, I do. Like, I like to talk. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm a talk. I'm a yapper.
Okay, I can see.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
I'm a talker. Yeah.
Do you like you like guys to talk to, or you want to?
Yeah.
Are you
loud?
I've
never done it with music on. I don't even understand that.
What you mean?
Really?
No music. You gotta talk.
No,
really? But I'm not gonna enjoy it.
What if a guy said to you, "Is this the best dick you ever had?" But it's not.
Oh yeah, I don't like that kind of talk.
That's a long sentence, though. Yeah,
niggas not asking that,
no. Yeah, it's okay to lie. It's the best dick you ever had.
It's okay to lie in those situations.
Yeah,
that's the kind of lie. Yeah.
To protect somebody.
It's the type of lie to spare someone's feelings.
Yeah, I'm not that mean. Sure.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna say?
No. You don't?
No, I'm not lying to you. I was like, you know what? It's like when I'm in a club, I don't dance to songs I don't like because I don't want to get a DJ the wrong idea. You know what I'm saying? Same thing in the bed.
Oh, what did you not do in the bed that you don't...
When I'm in the club, I don't dance.
But what I got to do with the...
It's the same thing in the bed. I ain't going to dance to a song
I don't like. Oh, so you wouldn't have sex with a song you don't like, so this not have no music on.
No. So what I'm saying is, if you're not doing something I like, I'm not making no noise. I'll lay there just like this.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Would you tell him what to do, though? Like, sometimes guys need
that's
direction.
What you have. I want women to understand that in order to make sex enjoyable for you, you have to speak. Do it like this. I mean, if he wants you to go lower when you're sucking his dick, he's going to push your head down, right?
That's true.
Nigga, get into it. You know what I'm saying? You're touching the wrong part. Touch this part.
Is that the wrong you like that direction?
That's how you're like supposed to do it.
I don't like directions.
Yeah. Sometimes you need it. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to teach a man how to, you know what I'm saying?
Are you dominant in the bedroom or is the guy? Which do you like?
Dominant. She is definitely dominant.
No, sometimes.
She is dominant.
Mm-mm. No, what?
I'm not. I think I'm dominant every part of my life except for that.
Okay.
One of my close girlfriends is she's, you know, loud and she talks a lot and she's has a big personality. And sexually, she likes the guy to do everything, like tell her what to do and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? She's like, yeah.
But I'm not like a pillow princess.
Mm-hmm. What's a pillow princess?
Not a pillow princess.
Yeah, he said a princess.
Yeah, I'm a princess. Exactly.
And she said it like a princess.
Yeah.
Also. Tired
of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Do you like women telling you what to do sexually, or what do you like?
They don't gotta tell me what to do sexually, but like,
you know, oh my god,
he get on my nerves
when I'm doing it. Like, you could grab my hat, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you like being choked and slapped?
Don't slap me, but you could choke me.
You could choke him.
If you could choke him, you could slap him.
Now, that's how I feel.
It's that moment, right? You know what I'm saying?
It depends on the vibe. Hell yeah. The vibeance.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
the vibeance. Yeah. Okay.
And you like? What do I like? Actually,
yeah, let's get to Angela Yee.
Yeah. Actually, I like things very nice and sweet. I'm mm-hmm. like a nice, sweet person in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Like a make love.
I like to kiss. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
why people don't kiss no more?
Yeah. No more? Guys don't. Guys kiss me in the mouth. I do that. Yeah. I like to kiss. I like to be really sweet and hug and all of that during sex. I like to make love.
That's a movie.
Hugging is nice.
I like that.
Hugging is nice.
Hugging during sex?
That's a movie.
I mean, mm-hmm.
We can hug after, but how does that work? It's
I don't think that's real.
You know how you.
That's what she wants. That's what she wanted to do.
I feel like there's certain you're nuts. I'm gonna tell you a nice position that you can get hugged. Like if you're laying flat on your stomach, the girl's laying flat, and a guy's behind you, he can hug you, and you know like that, but laying on you. That's a nice.
Or even in missionary is good too.
Oh, hugging is easy to in missionary. Yeah, you know, he's on the back, he can still feel it. You know,
Mm-hmm.
And I think guys need to be better at foreplay too.
Foreplay. Oh yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times y'all be trying to get right to it. And
I don't like to get right into it.
Okay, because sometimes, you know, guys do just think that they touch a nipple once and then they're like, okay, you ready? You know?
I gotta make sure you ready for me. I'm ready for you for sure.
I like that. That's be patient.
Okay, so let's test that out. How long should foreplay last?
I don't know.
If you had to say a number right now.
I don't know. You start kissing, touching, mm-hmm. rubbing, kissing, rubbing.
See, he likes to kiss.
If you're my girl, I'm kissing.
Kiss Cobain.
I'm teasing you, right?
Oh, that's a
I can tease you, right?
Okay. Kiss Cobain.
How long? What's 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
Foreplay should last until the woman comes once.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So I don't want to come before? During foreplay. No. I would rather wait till during sex.
Why?
Because I don't do it like multiple times. I'm a one shot shotty.
Yeah. I'm having one orgasm. Yeah,
I'm having one.
I'd rather wait.
I don't want to waste it.
Yo, you got
that's real.
I'd rather wait until you
ain't
know.
Ain't that the round? That's not how you count rounds.
What?
But how many times you come?
No, I don't.
For
think
me,
so.
One time I'm good. I don't need to like go.
I'll be spray. I'll be. Good.
I would say it was how many times the guy comes.
It is. Unfortunately, I think that is. Yeah.
Are you a one and done?
Nah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like it's the girl.
Why you say yeah to him?
Nah, because one girl I was just having sex with. I mean, I didn't come yet, and she was like, "All right, round three." I'm like, "This is still round one." Like,
yeah, it's a guy. I would say it's a guy.
Good for her. I'm thinking like this. It's on my. I like that.
Right.
Because I think it's on a guy too.
Yeah.
So, but I like that the girl's like,
round three.
Yeah.
So you can go more than once though.
My one round is like three. That's okay. What I was just saying.
Does it take you a long time to come?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
But like I could control.
Jasmine don't like that at all.
Look, I got the tricks.
So how do you
manage to last so long?
I got the tricks. If I want to nut fast, I'm gonna nut fast.
Oh, okay. You can, but you choose not to. What do you do to stop it?
Just stop.
Yeah. I know some guys can control it very well.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They'll wait for you.
So yeah,
yeah,
and then
pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, so no. you just stop and pull it out.
I don't like when guys pull it out.
Yeah, because that kind of fucks up my flow.
Yeah,
I fuck up your shit.
Yeah,
because now you got to start over.
Mm-hmm. I don't pull it out. Just keep it in. Don't move.
That's.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Pick up where we left off at.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's harder though, because
it'd
be so irritating, especially as a woman if you're about to come.
And don't move. You're like, oh my God. Not gonna start over.
But you know when a woman is about to come, she's gonna tell you, like, oh,
you think men don't know shit.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily say that. We gotta stop lying about it.
Yeah. You could tell. Body move different.
Yeah.
The hug, the squeeze get tighter.
You can fake all that shit too.
Ain't nobody, come on now.
I'm just saying.
You faking like all that? If you're doing all that to fake, like,
sometimes you just want it to be over.
Oh, shit. This took too long.
Yeah. That's,
you know, I don't like, I'm a fake.
Now your turn. Come on.
I don't think I got that.
Because you can't say, if you tell a guy, all right, hurry up, that's going to fuck his flow up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, sometimes we got stuff to do. You got to go. You got to show.
Big movement.
Or sometimes I got to pee. And I'm like, oh, please hurry up. Yeah. I really got to pee. You hitting my bladder. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're hitting my bladder.
Yeah,
that's why you got to learn how to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And stop lying. Women got to stop lying. Tell the truth. Because it's going to be so much
better. But you just talked about faking an orgasm. That's lying.
Oh, I don't do that.
Oh, okay.
She said women have to stop doing
it. I had one time.
You faked the orgasm only once. Okay.
Yeah, it was my first time having sex. I was like, I don't want to do this again if I got keep doing this.
Mm. I don't even think I would have known how to fake an orgasm my first time having sex.
Yeah.
So you have orgasms every time, pretty much.
I want to have them every time.
Get mine.
I don't have them because
that's not enjoyable. What? Well, I'm not no doll. Like, you're not about to just use me for your enjoyment. Nah, we gonna do this because I want to get the work.
But sometimes guys come fast and they don't mean to.
But they can still make you.
Yeah,
like,
come use your mouth.
Yeah, they can do something to help you.
Yeah, do something.
And that's how you know when she's not faking it. When she got to finish her nut. When she want to keep going.
But, okay.
She want to
keep going. You know anything.
For sure.
For sure.
You say he's a whore. You're a whore. Like, you're
a hoe. No, I'm not a
whore. He didn't say that.
What you say?
He said that he...
They want me to be a
whore. Your music is about...
Huh?
Didn't you say something about hoe?
They want me to be a hoe.
They'd
rather me be a hoe.
Okay, yeah. But you're not a hoe?
Nah.
Okay.
You're a nice guy.
So,
I'm calm and cool, like you said.
Did you, the girl that you just was having sex with, that's your girlfriend?
Mm-mm.
That's the only girl you having sex with right now?
Huh?
That's the only girl.
He said, if you could hug, you could hear.
Right. Answer the question. Matter of fact, I'm
not having sex with nobody.
You're a liar. Boom, lying.
I'm not having sex with nobody.
Are you a mama's boy?
I'm a mama's boy. I'm a grandmama's boy.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Okay, so the women in your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got sisters?
Yeah.
How many?
I got like 3 sisters.
Sheesh.
For sure.
So you've been surrounded by women. Yeah. Usually guys like that treat women better.
Yes, they do. Yeah. I agree.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You say I'm a liar. I'm not a liar.
He's back on that.
All right, you're not a liar.
I'm telling you. Just come outside with me one day and you're going to say, oh shit.
Oh my God, I'm scared of that.
Yeah, you got to go outside.
Scared.
Just come outside with me one day.
You want to go outside tonight?
I'm cool with it.
I got what's happening?
When?
What's happening?
I'm
I gotta look on my thing. But we could go out tonight.
You yeah, go this? Outside. Mm-hmm. I want
to
see
you catching a red eye back to LA.
Yeah. Okay.
Birthday,
no, I live in Texas.
Your birthday on Sunday.
Your birthday on Sunday.
What you doing for your what birthday? You
I'm going outside.
You want to go outside with you?
Yeah, come on.
You gonna send me a car?
Come on, man. Red carpet.
Okay.
Now. Okay.
Black car. Sure.
Yeah, I don't
this is like love connection.
Suburban.
What's
happening?
My heart. That's my heart.
This is his heart.
This is my heart.
This is their first time meeting in person, by the way. Here.
I love him. You know the first thing I said to him?
What?
I love you.
You said that?
Yes. No joke.
In my heart.
Yeah.
Why did you say so? Wait.
Because I love him.
This is a lot. This is great.
It's a new, you know what I'm saying? It's just like we here with it.
I like this.
I think this is like the new lip service.
Right. Now, Cash, okay, so where are y'all going to go? Let's just plan this out
Sunday?
Now. I want to see what
Sunday,
the plan is.
Sunday, we got started Sunday. At least the end of the night, yeah.
I don't like strip clubs for real.
Really? I love the strip club.
It's his birthday, so let's let
him. Yeah, can you let him lead a little bit, guys?
It's about him, Maya. I'm sorry. I told you I was dominant.
Okay,
I'm a fun type of guy, you heard?
You want to go go-kart racing?
I do shit like that.
We could do that.
Laser tag.
Oh, I'm busting your
ass. Now, that's a group activity, though.
Yeah.
We make so you're going to get your friends, and you're going to get your friends?
Let's do it.
We can do that.
We could do it. I think that would be so fun.
Look at that group date.
You can't go-kart. We got to get drunk.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. We should do drunk bowling. You ever drunk bowl?
That's my thing. That's
what
we're
doing. That's what we're doing. I know exactly what we're going to. We're going to talk after. I don't want to tell. We're going to tell a word.
Don't say the gutter.
You said, huh?
Don't say the gutter.
But
no.
You guys can talk about it because this isn't coming out till Tuesday. So you guys will go
So then there we go. We're going outside. It's going to be so fun.
And then y'all could go to the studio.
Yeah.
Since you curbed her last time.
My studio sessions be crazy too.
And you go to the studio in Brooklyn, right?
I go to the studio in Manhattan.
Okay, just checking.
Me too. Don't
excuse us.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we're gonna, yeah. I'm excited.
I like this.
So I hope you're not lying either.
Excited.
All right, so hold on. How are we doing this? So drinks, then bowling, then the studio. Huh?
When are you leaving?
Well, I'm just going to Texas for the day, and then I'm coming back.
All right, because on the first, I got the Slizzy Fest. I want y'all to come back.
Where is it? Is that Urban Park?
Yeah.
Urban Plaza.
Plaza.
Okay, you want me to come on? Come out? Or you just want me to come?
You need her to come out.
Okay.
If you could come out, I would love that too.
Let's do it, honey.
What you gonna perform?
Gosh.
I perform whatever you want me to. We could go to the studio and make the song that we
y'all should do a song and then perform it.
Right?
We could do that. You want me on a remix to Fisher?
I did.
I got a verse ready.
Got a verse ready. I love this.
I feel like casting this right now. They're like about to do a whole
I was going to put it on Instagram. Like,
you lying,
doing my
you telling the truth or you lying?
I'm telling the truth. You don't see my Instagram while I be doing the freestyle?
No, I
like
see the freestyle.
I was
going to
do it
for sure, though.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you this, okay, about our girl Maya Dadan. She don't care who you fucking with. If you got a girl, come over here. She could do it better.
Oh, shit.
It's just such an instigator.
She for the girls.
What happened? You don't believe me?
I believe you.
You believe me? I know you believe me. You don't believe me?
She said it.
What I just tell you?
She just said it.
You know she pop her shit.
Yeah.
She say that in the music. She'll let you know.
He know that's the truth.
Yeah. You know that's the truth.
Never
now, you like looking a little scared.
He thinking.
He's not scared.
His mind is, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna do that.
You think I'm scared of her?
Yes. No, he's not scared.
He's not scared.
He don't gotta be scared of me. I hope he's not scared of me.
No.
She'll take it easy.
He knows she got a lot of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he's
I know how to deal with her.
Yeah, he knows how to deal with her.
How you gonna deal with me?
Gotta let her be her.
Okay.
That's the right answer.
Good answer.
Okay, you ate that.
You did it.
You not that bitch or nothing, but you ate that one little thing.
Sure.
I like that.
This is, and by the way, you don't date rappers, though.
I don't date rappers.
I'm not a rapper.
He's a producer, a DJ, a rapper, a songwriter.
He's not a rapper. Wow. He's a producer.
Yeah. He is a rapper as well, though. You know,
he's a rapper.
He's
a DJ,
Cash Cobain.
Yeah, he's Cash Cobain.
Okay.
He's
Slizzy.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. This is the last question because we brought this up earlier and I want to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just say you had an old Chanel bag from an ex that, you know, you broke up with, but you still had the bag. Would you re-gift that bag?
Nah.
What would you
do
with it?
What you gonna
do with it? I'm not the type to... Why would I still have the bag?
Let's just say she left it at your house and you just never talked to her again.
I'm putting it up. some shit. I don't know. I'm not giving her stuff away. That's hers. I'm not giving it away to the next, especially to my new girlfriend.
I like
good
that.
Good answer.
Yeah. I don't know.
Full of good answers.
Now, ladies in the room, let's just say a guy gave you a bag, a Chanel bag, that was his ex's. Would you accept it or would you not want it?
Absolutely not.
That's crazy.
I would shove that bag so far down his throat, he'd be shitting the rope for the rest of his
life.
Okay,
what if it was a $250,000 Rolex?
Give me the AP.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
I know Cash got an AP I'm hookup. You better ask him. Don't you got an AP hookup?
You going to take the bag?
I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to send it to Andrew. I'm like, is this a good bag? Then I'm going to tell him, yeah, I want it.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take that off your hands.
Yeah, I'll take it off your hands.
You got the AP hookup, right?
Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. That's my AP hookup.
Okay, so yes.
Yeah.
Just had to check. We had to make sure. Sure. Okay. All right, but okay, that's what I wanted to ask because I know you said that ain't.
But look, it, though.
But if it was a $250,000 Rolex.
And... I don't think I'm telling you this is my ex shit, huh? I'm just going to give it to you.
Yeah, so you won't even know.
But then she found until out. Until she posted with the stuff with the bag, and then the girl hit her up like, that's
yeah,
my
now
bag.
She making videos about now me on TikTok. Wearing my own bag. And she like, she wearing my own bag. I got beat her the fuck up, and I got beat you the fuck up.
If it's a, what if it's a Birkin?
Yeah, I've never been fiend out for nothing.
Okay, that's
right. To be like,
you did say
oh,
that.
I'm gonna keep it. Nah, I ain't gonna fiend out for nothing. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I love this. I feel like this was a good little episode. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, y'all gonna.
For sure.
I can't wait to see what happens after this comes out. And we're gonna be listening for that.
I'm gonna say your name in the song.
Okay, good. I'm gonna be listening for the remix. Mm-hmm. It's a remix first, right? And then y'all gonna do
it. Well, he's not gonna put me on a remix of that song.
Why not?
I know he not.
Why not?
Because you're gonna put somebody like Drake on it or something.
Mm. Ooh, that's a fact.
You're gonna put somebody big on it. I know. I know how that go. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna make our own song.
I got it.
We're gonna make the song name Angelique.
Ooh.
We're gonna call it Lip Service, and it's gonna be about
that. Lip Service.
What happened?
Cash Cobain with the lip service.
Sorry. Lip service, right?
Oh, and that's then what you had call, to you tell us something some? About you and Kim.
Oh, my God. So, let me tell you about Kim. So, while she bullied you. And I looked at her, I said, oh, I got scared. Because last time I seen him, she was bullying me.
She was at work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I was she had doing, a producer hat on.
Yeah, she had her producer hat on because we was doing the impact. Mm-hmm. And she was like, listen, you need to say that, like, talk about this. Da, 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 da. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And she was like, you going to do what I tell you to do. And I was like, that's... Oh. And she just reminded me of my Titi. And I was like, I'm scared of her. I'm just going to listen to what she's saying. And I'm going to just.
Yeah.
What a misrepresentation of my life. I remember saying that.
Now, she was nice, but she was like, listen, this is what you got to do. We got a job to get done.
Can't be at work. She don't fucking play. Those cameras is rolling. Time is money.
Yeah. Cameras is rolling.
She said,
time.
You remember me? I said, I had nightmares about you.
Cass, would you do reality TV?
Yeah.
You would? Okay.
I'm on it, yeah.
See, that's what I mean, though. Like, that's what I don't like. Why you gonna do reality TV, slut?
I'm just be myself, though.
Slut.
I'm not about to be.
What would you want to be?
You love attention.
Name shows. Like, I'm not doing Love and Hip Hop.
What is
But if I was, though, look, if things was, like, not going my way and I'm falling out, I would do Love and Hip Hop because I already got the scheme already. I'm coming with my own storyline and everything.
What's your storyline?
I'm going to have two. I'm going to be like Stevie J.
Oh, my God.
And that's the end of this.
Okay.
Because look.
Forget Sunday.
Hear me out. If things are falling apart, you know what I'm saying?
Doing anything for attention. You hear yourself?
It's the bag.
You hear yourself?
It's the bag. It's the
attention.
But in all fairness, you did go on the Impact.
Mm-hmm. No. Hold on, because that's not my show. I'm not.
I know that's
a
show, but I'm just saying.
I said no to that. They asked me to be a part of it. I said no to that because
But you still appeared on it though.
I did that for Kitty because we were supposed to get in the studio anyway, and she like, you want to do an episode? And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do it for my friend.
Okay,
whatever,
fair enough.
So I'm gonna do it. Whatever. That's and I tell you that when I was leaving, I was like, I never do no shit like this again. It's like this is bullshit. This is crazy.
She I'm saying, Kim, goddamn.
That's exactly what I said. I said I would never do no shit like this again.
I'm bossing people around.
No. Because not because of you. It was just like. It was just too much. It was like everybody, we setting things up and we gotta, don't say nothing real quick. We're gonna switch the camera angle. And I was
when did it like for the Love of Cash show, maybe?
I don't like that.
You don't want women fighting for your love?
You ever had women fight over you, like a fist fight?
Yeah, WrestleMania. For sure. Right.
No, it's gonna be a show called Cash Rules.
Ooh.
Right?
You like that, Cash Rules?
You're gonna have the crown on. And then, like,
I don't want to be that.
No.
I want to have my own show on Zeus next. Zeus Network or whatever it's called. I don't know.
Yeah, he don't know what it's called. And she hooked that up.
You heard?
I looked that up.
And there it is.
You
and
sat just, next to a producer that work on BET. You talking about some Zeus Network.
Yeah, to make it he bugging.
VH1, BET, WeTV.
Nah, it
gotta
be ratchet. Like,
he said it gotta be ratchet. Well, thank you for not, we're not putting me in the ratchet box today.
And not just come from time to time. It's my show, but I'm not going to be like the...
Oh, you want to be like Ray J is, maybe, perhaps.
No, not Ray J. I just want to pop in from time to time.
Right, Ray J just pops in. On...
It's going to be like a Baddies, Slizzy Baddies.
Mm. You know, he started Baddies, Ray J.
Ray J did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Smart man.
Yeah, he did.
Huh.
So you just want to be the, like, Oz, like the Wizard of Oz on the show.
So.
Like, you just pop in, but you're behind the...
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Behind that's messy. You messy. Mm-hmm.
She said,
I'm messy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to see how messy he is.
You're going to find out.
Now, what the fuck does that mean? Oh, please. I don't know if we're going to see that. Oh, wow.
You ready?
Don't fucking play with me.
Don't, Sarah, are you ready?
Don't play with me.
Sure.
But you're honestly, not even ready.
Congratulations to both of you, though.
Thank
you. Like I said, and I said this in the beginning, just all of the accolades that both of you have gotten right now mm-hmm. and all of the attention. Maya, I see a lot of people, not just women, too, shouting you out. I had Telfar on my show. He mm-hmm. bigged you up so heavy.
I
like,
love him so
early,
much.
Early on.
He's such a good man.
I yeah, love like absolutely loves you. He talked about you during the interview like twice.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love him.
And right. And that's such a powerful connection, yeah. you know, for you to have, but... I gotta say it. YouTube's 50 Deep, BT Amplified. Mm-hmm. You did Rolling Loud in LA, number 9 on People's Emerging Artists. Future of Rap is Female for Time Magazine.
Yes.
I mean, those are huge accolades. Mm-hmm. And Cash Cobain, we gotta talk about your accolades too. You know, not just working as a producer and as a DJ, but Grammy, Next Generation Ambassador, Rolling Stone, 50 Innovators. And also working with, I know you have some music coming with Lil Yachty and Travis Scott as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all got big things happening.
He's so famous. I want to be
no,
like
he
him
is.
When I grow up.
Not famous.
I want to be just like you.
He had to come in with the glasses, you know. But yes, but thank y'all both so much for
thank
coming
you.
Through.
Of course.
No, it's really nice to have you guys here because y'all are really like on it.
Thank you. So, when I start my OnlyFans for my feet.
Oh yeah, I told her she should do it. You like feet?
Let me see her feet though.
She got cute feet, don't she? I said she should do it OnlyFans. Don't
I like
she
got cute?
And I got tattoos okay. on my mm-hmm. both my feet.
Okay.
She got cute feet. All right. Well, again, that is you gonna start it, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm not pressed for money like that, so.
I'm just saying though, you could make millions.
Different
and it is
revenues.
It's light work.
You said, huh?
Different revenues.
Yeah, it's light work.
Maybe. The people at OnlyFans could call me.
We'll take a picture today and post it to see the reaction.
Not for the free
no. See? All right. Well, anyway, it's Lip Service and Kim Osario. Always a pleasure. Jasmine
Thank
Brand.
You.
They're at the top of their games, too. So it's nice to have everybody in one room together. Unusual. All right. Lip Service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.